Good morning. It's 8:42 a.m. on a Saturday, the 11th of May, 2019. Pretty sure it's the 11th. Sunday's the 12th. Monday's the 13th. Tuesday's the 14th. Yes, okay. Today is the 11th. Tuesday's the 14th because that's the day I'm flying to Burbank for a week of immersion with SIF. So the last couple days, Thursday was just dreadful. Thursday was all of the cloudy skies, all of the cold weather, all of the wet and rain and snow. It was not a day for walking. Yesterday was, yesterday I didn't get out of my pajamas until 3 in the afternoon. I'm not exactly sure why, frankly. I did get about 3 solid hours into the book yesterday, which was good. I have to go through and finish putting in the chapters that aren't there. That's the next big challenge. I have a couple of I've got one more scene that I have to repair. I had a couple scenes that were right, that hit the right points for the story, but the conversations were the wrong conversations for this book. So I went through and changed some of the conversations so they matched correctly. Jack Flanagan. Some of the things that Otto had to say. I've got one more that I have to repair. I've got one more. To be swapped out to match this storyline, not the next one. And then I've got 4 chapters that I have to write. And I've got one chapter that's only 350 words, and I don't know what to do with it. It needs to be there. I need to set it up better. Because right now it just sort of appears out of nowhere. And I have to fix that because it can't just appear out of nowhere. It has to be. Has to be part of the story way earlier than right near the end. So I have been on the treadmill. I haven't missed a treadmill day yet this month. My weight, as of yesterday morning's weigh-in, my weight was down 5 pounds. So the diet is working, although I'm a little concerned about the diet. I'm not getting enough protein. I'm not getting enough calories. My carbs are pretty close to what they need to be, but I'm not getting enough protein by about half of what it needs to be. So I gotta look at some stuff to make that happen. I'll go to the grocery store today. I got some steel cut oats going this morning. I'll add some peanut butter to it. That'll give me a little boost. I need to look into this thing called powdered peanut butter, PB2. That, on an ounce-per-ounce basis, on a calorie-by-calorie basis, it has twice as much protein as peanut butter. Well, not quite. A tablespoon of PB2 is 60 calories with 6 grams of protein, whereas a tablespoon of peanut butter is 100 calories and only 3.5 grams. So it's really quite a lot more, and it'll mix in better. Peanut butter mixes, I don't get me wrong, peanut butter mixes in quite nicely with steel cut oats, but gotta look at that. Gotta look at getting some whey powder to add to things. Because I really need to be getting more protein, and I'm not able to get it and stay within the other parameters, so I may have to do some adjustments here. It was a taco bowl with turkey in the one pot, in the Instant Pot. I guess one pot is what, the competitor for Instant Pot? I don't know. Anyway, I made some some turkey and vegetables and a little bit of rice, and it looks really good. My steel cut oats are currently cooking in the Instant Pot, assuming that nobody has come around and done something to interrupt the schedule, the cycle. I got some tips on, if it's too watery, cook it for another minute. And that seems like a good idea. So I added a minute to the timing. One cup of oats, 3 cups of water. Teaspoon or so of, a couple teaspoons actually of good cinnamon. And let it cook for 5 minutes instead of 4, and let it go natural release until I get back, at least. The recommendation is like 30 minutes or 20 minutes or something like that. It doesn't really matter. The longer it has to absorb the water, the better the texture will be. Throw some peanut butter in it, and I'll have some for tomorrow as well. I get some leftover Impossible Pie for lunch. And today's the last day on it. I made it the other day. We had it for lunch yesterday. Gotta finish it today. Finish it today or throw it out tonight, one or the other. So, yeah. Food has taken up a lot of my attention as I'm trying to pull this weight back down to where it should be, where it needs to be for me to be healthier and bring my glucose into line. I still haven't gotten my strips yet. I went to the store to pick them up and it's like $65. And I'm like, well, this is supposed to be covered under my Part B Medicare, but of course they didn't have my Part B Medicare information there, so I gave them the information, but the doctor didn't give them a diagnosis code, which is required for Part B to do that, so I held off on picking them up. I gotta go down today. I've got prescriptions that I have to pick up before I leave, because otherwise I will be out of medication while I'm on the road.
Morning.
Guy on a bicycle scared the shit out of me. Came up behind me. Okay, get ready, say it with me. Monk post. Oh, nice slap. So the story's gonna be short. At 68,000 words, if I get the other chapters in, then they come up to any kind of speed. I go through and I start. Once I see it all there, the biggest problem is that I don't have a complete story yet. I don't have all of the pieces that need to be there for a reader to consider it a complete story. So I can't really start the second draft yet. And it's driving me crazy. Sun is out. It's bright. It's brilliant. It's beautiful. It's a lovely, lovely, lovely morning. I should have come out at 7, but I was mindlessly flipping from page to page on the internet, and that couldn't be interrupted. It should have been interrupted, but I didn't interrupt it, so on me. I did, when 8 o'clock rolled around, I did get up from my chair and put on clothes, which put me one step closer to coming for the walk. My wife got up so I could put the Instapot on and do the oatmeal, so. Morning. Big planting of lilacs there. They're blossoming up nicely. I love the smell. Unfortunately, it's one of the many aromas that set people in my household off in terms of sinuses and allergies and everything else. Working up a sweat here. So the story isn't complete. It's going to come in at about the same length as South Coast. I think Cape Grace is a little bit longer. I think Cape Grace is around 90,000 words. But this is going to come in closer to 85. I don't think anybody's going to notice the length other than the perennial complaint that it is too short and ends too suddenly. Those are two complaints that I, you know, it's like, okay, I can live with those. The complaints that irk me are the ones, oh, he just got tired of the story and so he chopped it off. It's like, no. I was tired of the story after the second week. 4 months in is not, he got tired and chopped it off. 4 months in is, okay, this is where the end is. At any rate, I love you guys. Even the ones who don't really love me just like to pull my chain about short stories. Or nothing happens. This is boring. Stop reading. It's really easy. You should have known it was boring in the sample. You got to read 10% of the book for free. You didn't sample? Not my problem. The book isn't gonna change. You get 10% in, that's gonna be like that for the rest of the book. That's gonna be like that for the rest of the series. And God bless you, whoever it is, who reads every single thing I write and complains that it's still boring. Dude, 16 books. I'm not going to change. Stop reading. If it bothers you, don't read the books. It's interesting, there was a thread on Twitter the other morning about how, you know, there's another thread that appears about every 2 or 3 months. She said, I'd really like to read a story about an older woman getting magic. Why is it always the kids? Someone, it's like they outlined Ravenwood for me on Twitter. And some wonderful, spectacularly beautiful soul answered, that is literally the outline of Ravenwood by Ann Lowell. 2009, people. 2009. Old ladies having adventures. I think it's wonderful. I have such a good time with it. I'm really looking forward to approaching that universe from the barbarian perspective down on the other continent, where they still have the same magic, where the women still, the old women, are the only ones with the magic. But exploring the idea that they aren't set off in the edge of the village in a hut, and people only go to them when there's a problem that they need solved, but that these are the women who are in charge. That the headman in the city, while there is a king down in the capital, the headman of the city is actually a woman of a certain age with an owl, a small, what we might think of as a barn owl or a burrowing owl, a small owl that sits in the rafters. All right, I made it. Oh, just barely 19 minutes. Nicely done. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.